Blog Talk Radio.
Opportunities. If you'd like to call in to the show and talk about anything sports related, the guest call in line is going to be 515-602-9687. Again, the guest call in line is going to be 515-602-9687. If you want to talk about anything sports related, please give us a call. And this is the platform for the professional armchair quarterback. This is the platform for the professional armchair quarterback. If you want to talk anything, horse racing, dog racing, camel racing, water polo, badminton, a lot of them sports we really don't understand, NASCAR and all this stuff, a lot of these sports we may not understand. But if you do, you have the right to call in and talk about it and educate us on your favorite sport. We'll talk about anything sports. However, this is a football talk show. We talk a lot of football on this show. We talk a lot of football on this show, but it is a sports talk show. We talk about NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NCAA sports. We talk about, it again, anything sports related, hip-hop, R&B, craft beer, custom cigars, business, e-commerce business. We talk all that good stuff. Again, sports, hip-hop, R&B, craft beer, custom cigars, business, e-commerce, NFL, NBA, MLB, NCAA. These are the things that we talk about on this show. The craft beer and the custom cigars may throw you off, but this show is called Stogies, and it is called beer, Stogies and Beer, meaning a bunch of guys and girls sitting around, you know, lighting one up and popping open some cans or popping open some bottles, either way it goes, whether you drink canned beer, bottled beer, whatever kind of beer you drink, and some custom cigars. So anyway, we talk about all that good stuff on the show. We got in the headlines today, you know, they talking about Baker Mayfield. Got a lot of Baker Mayfield this morning because, you know, they're trying to see his worth in the league. Is he going to be able to get through a league, going to be able to get through a season with the Carolina Panthers as a, you know, as a viable option to possibly replace Sam Darnold, you know, and get them to a playoff run? Well, we'll see. I don't really have any problems with the way Baker Mayfield plays. I think the guy plays with a big chip on his shoulder. He plays with a big chip, and with that big chip on the shoulder, you know, he can pretty much, do a lot of things. Because you got a chip on your shoulder, you play with a little bit of an edge. You play with a little bit of an attitude. He seems like he's the type of guy, he always goes in with, I'm going to prove you wrong type of attitude. And I kind of like that about Baker Mayfield. Plus, I also like he does great commercials. However, they're saying that his commercials are not going to be going with Progressive anymore, I guess because Progressive has some kind of naming rights to that football field, the stadium. I think they got the naming rights there in Cleveland. So when you talk about naming rights, that athlete is going to endorse that particular company. But since he's going to be in the Carolina, I don't know who has the naming rights on that particular stadium. I do know in the Carolinas, there's a lot of banking companies are in that area. But, we'll see. Maybe he'll do some commercials for his new stadium rights owners, and we'll get some more entertaining stuff from him in another way. With that being said, again, for you just tuning in, hello, good morning. This is Romero Foran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on Stogies and Beer Sports Radio Talk Show. Stogies and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to come in and boast his or her bold opinions about sports. And when I say sports, I mean any sport. I don't care what sport it is. So definitely feel free to call in to the show. Again, the show call-in line is going to be area code 515-602-9687. Again, area code 515-602-9687. Today's topic is going to be free agency opportunities. Free agency opportunities, preparing non-NFL qualifiers for pro developmental football opportunities in the CIFL, which is Champions Indoor Football League, AAL, American Arena League, AWFC, American West Football Conference. That is the new Arena Football Association. So these are our, let's say, I like to say third and fourth tiers of professional developmental football, meaning the talent is there, but the marketing budget is probably not the greatest. I think CIFL does a decent job. American Arena League, AWFC, and AFA, their budgets kind of like could be, in my opinion, budget-wise, marketing-wise, could be a little bit, better. I don't like to say suspect, but I just say I think based on a lot of players that I've dealt with, it's just certain things that happen during the season that lets me know that sometimes they run into a budget problem. However, these are all viable opportunities to go play, get experience from great coaches, and get film. And the goal is for the move up from the AFA, AWFC, AAL is to move you up to the CIFL or National Arena League or, like that. Really, the AAL, their model would be moving them more so up to the National Arena League. But then all the other ones like American West Football Conference, American Football Association, they're playing for more of an indoor-style football, and their feeder system would be for the CIFL model. And then from the CIFL model, they'll move up into the IFL. So that's the way we'll be talking about stuff like that. The playoffs are going on right now for the IFL, and soon to follow after that in a couple weeks will be the playoffs for the National Arena League. Right now, I got a couple guys in the playoffs for the IFL. I got my man Grant Ebay, defensive back. He's gonna be playing in the indoor football league playoffs with the Tucson Sugar Skulls. And so I got one guy there, and I probably have a couple guys from the National Arena League, making it to the playoffs. Maybe we'll see. We'll see how it goes. To see how everything pans out with that. Plus, we got right now we got minor league football going on. That's a new platform. Minor league football. They're starting up this MLFB. They're starting up on August 9th with their first game. I got two guys out there that was formerly with the Carolina Cobras in the NAL. They jumped over to the outdoor game, so they'll have film from indoor arena. And then they'll have film for the for minor league football outside. A lot of these scouts and coaches, they like to ask, well, let me see some outdoor film. Let me see some outdoor film. And so this is a great opportunity for them. They were able to leave and go and do that. But they left their arena league team in good standings, and they say if things don't work out outdoors, you're welcome to come back if the season is still going on, or come back next year and get some more film if you still need it. So it's good to always leave your current employer. And this is employment in pro developmental football because you are earning a check and you are getting fed and housed and everything. It is a benefit to doing this stuff. So it's good to leave your current employer, I'm sorry, your former employer, when you're moving on somewhere, leaving good standing so you can always come back. And that's in any job. I don't care if you're selling hot dogs, working at Walmart, working at Target. Anytime you leave a job, you always want to leave in good standings. Don't leave in a hostile situation because you always want to be able to come back in case you need to come back in an emergency situation. So, again, those guys left their arena league team in the National Arena League with the Carolina Cobras and jumped over to the minor league football. And they're able to get some outdoor film for about 5 games. And depending on if their team makes the playoffs back in the arena league, they can also go back and help the Carolina Cobras possibly make a playoff run. It just depends on how their rules and regulations work over there. I'm just don't quote me on any of this. I'm just talking off the top of my head about leaving in good standings because you never know if you got to go back. So with that being said, again, let's get off on our topic, which is free agency opportunities. This is going out to the if any of my listeners out there are pro developmental athletes, if you're listening live or listening to the replay of this show, which all these all the knowledge that I put out here is able to be listened to again because I do repost this stuff and promote it so you guys can go and listen to it at a later time because I broadcast pretty early in the morning, 8:00 a.m. I mean, it is 11 noon time. But either way it goes, it's during the working hours of most people. Most young men that's graduated college or still taking classes may have a job or may still be in class. So you can't get this show. But I tape it early enough to where I can get it done. So by the time everybody gets off work and get back home, all you got to do is click on to Stogies and Beer and hear me banter on about a lot of these topics that will help you in your sports career. Yesterday was yours truly's birthday. Sorry I didn't get on the air. Like I said, I was going to get on the air for about an hour yesterday, but unfortunately, I called off to myself. I'm the boss of the show, the owner of the show, so I kind of can make that call. I decided not to broadcast on yesterday, but I needed to get a little rest anyway, so I can come and give you a good product this morning, because the night before my birthday, I stayed up a little bit longer than I probably should have. Had one or two more beers and one or two more stogies than I probably should have. And kind of like woke up with a hangover on my birthday. Birthday didn't go quite as well as I wanted it to go. Thank God that I was in the land of the living. But my 48 didn't go the way my 48 should have went. However, that's on a more personal note. But anyway, I didn't do the show yesterday. I decided to call in. I wasn't feeling the vibe to get on here and teach my classes and teach the masses what they need to know while I was in a positive light. When you're doing this, you want to always be in a positive light because you're trying to relay hope and you're trying to relay a message to the masses. We try to put the best professional product out there. Again, for those who are just tuning into the show, this is Stogies and Beer, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, WBEST. And I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Today's topic is free agency opportunities, preparing non-NFL qualifiers for pro-developmental football opportunities in the CIFL, AAL, AWFC, and AFA. That is, AFA is in Arena Football Association, AWFC, American West Football Conference, AAL, American Arena League, and CIFL, Champions Indoor Football League. And I want to give a shout-out to my man, Haron O'Neill, Coach Haron O'Neill of the Salina Liberty. Coach Haron O'Neill, I believe, won his fourth championship about 2 or 3 weeks ago with the Salina Liberty. They beat the Omaha Beef. Their rival team in that league, that's a rivalry, the Salina Liberty and the Omaha Beef. He won in a rivalry game, and he won his fourth championship for the Champions Indoor Football League. And Indoor Football League their style is they use a traditional running back on their running plays versus like the right across from them is the National Arena League. They use a big fullback, which is usually like a offensive lineman, small offensive lineman that they convert over to a big fullback to run the ball in a goal line situation. So these different leagues, different rules have these different setups. And we're staying on topic with free agency because we're talking about teams that are opening up the door for free agency. I believe all the leagues that I just mentioned, all five of those leagues, all four or five of those leagues, they have already opened up their free agency because they're done playing. I believe after the championship game is over with, they open the door for free agents to start sending in their film, resume, photos, meaning sending in their package for considerations for camp next season. Now, let's be honest. You know, everybody think that, okay, well, 6 months, it's too early to be worried about that. Well, I'll put it like this here. When we start going off into the fall, like into Halloween, let's say October time frame, you know, you really want to start making sure that October, November, and December, you're getting your packages in because camp starts in January, like at the end of January, mid-January, late January, early February. So let's say between January 15th and February 15th, you want to make sure that you got your package already in. You're not starting to get it in. You want to make sure by January 15th they already got your package. Because now they're starting to narrow down what free agents are coming back from last year. So, like, for instance, for the Salina Liberty, my man Coach O'Neill, he probably say something like, okay, well, right now all I'm doing is sending out contracts to get my team back that I won a championship with. Why wouldn't he? He won a championship with those guys. So, I mean, it might be slim pickings to get on his team because he already got a champion. So what he would probably do is wait right now, you know, just sending out contracts and, hey, get your stuff in within the next 3 months. Make sure I got all my guys. You know, he'll probably check every once a month for the next 3 months to make sure he's getting all his contracts in. Then after that, he'll probably hit me up and be like, hey, man, you got some new guys. You know, I got some spots I'm trying to fill. So I need a couple offensive linemen. I need a running back. I need a quarterback. He'll tell me something like that. And then I'll scour through my list and start sending him players. And then he'll get on the phone. We'll have a conversation with all three of us. I usually do like a three-way conversation on the phone, which now I'm using this sports platform to where you and him can get right here on this platform right here and have a brief dialogue discussion right on air. If they listen to the show and they hear a guy on here doing his interview, like one of you undrafted free agents on here doing your interview talking about your career, because we do interview athletes on the show, and we send these tapes out to the coaches so they can hear your interview, and then they can even get in touch with you, you know, do your social media through me or whatever the case may be, or they can call in during the show and ask you a couple questions while we're on air. This is a unique platform for different things like that. But everybody has to understand the significance of the platform. Everybody that I deal with in the network has to understand the significance of the platform so they can come in and, contribute something. Contribute whether it's interest, whether that's finding an athlete on the show, whether you coming out here using the platform to promote yourself to these different teams. It's a platform here for you if you're an undrafted free agent athlete. Well, I don't like to use the word undrafted for my level of athlete. I call it a street free agent is what I call it, not undrafted. When you say undrafted free agent, that's alluding to the fact that you're you might be working with the NFL in some form or fashion. Undrafted free agent means just that you're undrafted free agent for the NFL. But a street free agent is what I work with, guys that were not NFL qualifiers, meaning you went to like more than likely an NAIA school, or NCAA Division II or III low-level program, and you didn't get an opportunity for a junior day, pro day. You didn't get a combine invite. You didn't get a recent Senior Bowl, East-West Shrine Bowl, NFLPA Bowl invite, and all that good stuff. You didn't get drafted because you wasn't on the draft board, and you didn't get invited to camp at this point. And NFL camps have already opened up. So if you haven't got an NFL camp call, that's what I mean by you are a street free agent.
And that also applies to guys that were undrafted free agents that still have not gotten a camp call. You are now also a street free agent. You were an undrafted free agent, but as of the day camp started and you have not gotten a camp call, you are a street free agent as well, and you also need an opportunity like this to play in pro developmental football to where you can go ahead and keep getting film and try to have something for if a NFL team does call you because you were an undrafted free agent, but as a street free agent, you need to go ahead and be getting film with the rest of these street free agents so you can take that film to a team if they start inquiring about you again, meaning they'll say, hey, you were on the draft board, but you didn't get selected, and we didn't give you a camp call right away, right? You didn't sign a free agent contract after the draft, so you're still sitting at home. What are you doing? You definitely don't want to tell a team, oh, well, I didn't get a call, so I kind of like just be sitting around trying to apply for some jobs because I didn't get called to come to camp. Well, you don't want to tell them that. You can always say, yeah, I was looking for a job, but I was also training. Yeah, I was looking for a job, and I also – received a contract to go and play for indoor league team coming up next spring in case you guys don't call me in for camp. You also want to have a track record of what are you doing, what have you applied for, what professional football opportunities you sought out here and abroad, whether you was getting the opportunity in the EFL, European Football League, EFL, or German Football League, GFL 1, GFL 2, which I got guys over there playing at that level. So you just have to basically make sure that there's no gaps and no holes in your resume. Again, this topic is talking about free agency opportunities, preparing non-NFL qualifiers, meaning guys that were not considered for the NFL draft or NFL camp, for pro developmental football opportunities in the Champions Indoor Football League and below. So basically, I'm just basically giving some shine, and I'm gonna tag all the leagues that I'm talking about and the teams that I'm talking about in this podcast, so the coaches and the leagues can reach back out and put their feedback in my comments on the show. And I want to apologize right now if I misquote anything about team policies or the way I understand them. Or anything about the way coaches might see certain things. If I say something that's incorrect, just correct me in the comment box. Just politely correct me in the comment box. I don't mean any harm, because most of the people that I'm talking about today are really all the people that's in my network, like we have for the Salina Liberty champion of the Salina Liberty football team. They won the CIFL championship. So Coach Ron O'Neill is a four-time championship coach in the Arena League, Indoor Football League level, and he's the one he won this year for the Champions Indoor Football League, and he's one of the guys that I send a lot of players to. I send players to or help give opportunities to players that play for him at some level. I can find another opportunity for them to move up or be seen. He had a guy named Tracy Brooks. Tracy has a unique story. I'll tag him in this too. He had a unique story. He was a baseball player all of his life, and he was a two-sport athlete in high school, baseball and football. But I think he got drafted in high school by the Philadelphia Phillies, but I don't think he was able to sign a contract because he didn't pass his physical. So they told him to go and develop at a junior college. He went to a junior college, which he went to a championship baseball program there, wound up messing up his arm and tore his shoulder up. His throwing arm. So he sat out of sports, and I guess he was out rehabbing for about 2 years and decided to go back and play football. But he hadn't played football since high school. But he went back and started playing in semi-pro, and then he started work. You know, he went to the Salina Liberty with Coach Haran O'Neill, who I was just speaking of, the Champions Indoor Football League championship coach this year. He went to Tracy Brooks, went to Coach O'Neill, got an opportunity. I don't think his first year was great in football, but he was working on some things, came back the next year, became the Offensive Player of the Year, I believe, and won team MVP. So these are the kind of stories that I find in free agencies and dealing with street free agents. I was also able to send this film in and get him an opportunity to go to Hub at HUB, at Capital HUB on Twitter. at Hub on Twitter. My man Tom Goodhide approved him to come into Hub camp, and he went out there and he did very well there. So, I mean, we're talking about, you know, I find unique opportunities for street free agents to get seen. So he was out there working out in an NFL-sanctioned event, NFL-style, OTA-style mini-camp workout. He got that professional football experience, which I always promise a guy, I'm going to do my best to get you the most professional football experience and professional football opportunities that I can to help add to your resume and possibly help you get a shot at the NFL. Because let's be honest, the whole goal for everybody is to get to the NFL. I'm assuming that coaches that are coaching, they still have a slight dream of possibly getting the opportunity to be an assistant on the NFL staff. I mean, you know, because if they're coaching in spring and they can get an opportunity as an assistant in the fall with the NFL team, who would turn that down? I wouldn't. So the same thing with the players. You know, you're playing in the spring hoping to get an NFL opportunity in the fall. Who would turn that down? Again, I wouldn't. So with that being said, you know, this is what this platform is for. It's not only for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and talk about the topics that are coming across the monitor, but it's also for the undrafted free agent football player to come on here and tell his story. So these coaches that are in my network, like Coach Ron O'Neill, again, with the Salina Liberty, Coach Marlo Lovin, scout, recruiter, and defensive coordinator for the Sioux City Storm. I'm sorry, for the Sioux City Bandits. So let me get that correct. I'm getting my leagues mixed up. We're talking about champions in the football league. So Coach Lobin is the defensive coordinator for the Sioux City Bandits, for the Bandits, which is a playoff team. Good team, playoff team. I believe they've won a couple championships in the past as well. I don't know if Coach Lobin was a part of the championships, but I do believe that that team has won championships as well, just like Salina. But so Coach O'Neill, Coach Lobin, who else I have out there? I used to have Coach Davis, but I think he's moved on to other things. He was with the Oklahoma Flying Aces out there in Enid, but that team turned into the Dodge City Law. Year before last, it was Dodge City Law, but they're not playing anymore, I don't think, unless they moved and became something else. But I don't think Coach Davis is a part of the Champions Indoor Football League, speaking of which I need to call him to check up. But, yeah, just teams like that. Then I got a couple other teams in Champions Indoor Football League and all the leagues that I mentioned that are looking for players. Like I got Coach Blakely. Coach Blakely, he took a couple of my guys, brought them into camp. My guy Vern Chevis, he's down there this season getting his game film, trying to get ready for the XFL. Coach Blakely gave him an opportunity. Vern is out of Texas A&M Kingsville, Division II, Texas A&M Kingsville. And you know, he's done a lot of stuff like the Spring League and this, that, and the other. But I got him off into the American Football Arena Football Association. I got him in the AFA, Arena Football Association. We got Coach Blakely, champion. Coach Blakely is a championship coach. He won the championship last year. I've had him slated to win this year, but they didn't pull it off this year. But my good friend, N.A. Ackman, Coach Ackman, he won the championship this year in the playoffs. Something happened, I guess, where the team that I was talking about, West Texas Warbirds, something happened to where they had to restructure their system, and then, you know, it opened up the door for the Wichita Force, formerly of the Champions Indoor Football League as of last year, but they switched over to the Arena Football Association this year. And I was thinking that West Texas and Wichita was going to go at it for the championship, but again, something happened with West Texas. I haven't talked to Coach Blakely yet to find out the ins and outs of that, if he can even discuss it. But whatever happened, Wichita went on into the playoffs and played the Magnolia State Spartans, I believe, out of Mississippi. And Coach Andy Ackman, he got his chip this year. I believe that's his first indoor football league, professional indoor football league championship. However, the high school that he coaches at out there in Wichita. I believe they're a powerhouse school in that area. They're a playoff school or possibly even a championship school. The high school that he's the head coach for out there in Wichita, I think that's Wichita East he coaches at. But, I got a lot of good contacts and good connects. I'll just give you a little background story on some of the coaches in my network that you'll be meeting. I'm going to try to get some of these guys on the show and start getting these athletes to tune in to the show and start getting their resumes in, ask some questions, because I think it's important as a street free agent. As a street free agent, you want to know from a source, a reliable source. And my thing is not to discourage a guy from joining the NFL. My goal is to educate a guy on how hard and difficult it is and how political it is to get that NFL opportunity. Thank you for everybody listening in on today's show. This is, for those of you just tuning in, Stogies and Beer, the professional platform for this is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback. This show is set up for the armchair quarterback, be it man or woman, to come in and boast their bold opinions about anything NFL, NBA, MLB, any sport down the dog racing, Westminster Kennel Club, whatever the case may be that you want to talk about, all sports, all day. This is what we talk about on this show. For 2 hours, all we do is talk about sports and sports opportunities for street free agents. But back to what I was saying, I wanted to say that I'm going to be getting some of these coaches I'm speaking of, like Coach Blakely and with the West Texas Warbirds out of the AFA, Coach N.A. Ackman with the Wichita Force out of the Arena Football Association as well. I'm going to get those two on the phone to talk a little bit about this Arena Football Association. First of all, it's a pretty much new league. It's about 2 years old. And I want to talk to them about the opportunities that that league and the West Texas Warbirds, what opportunities they have for street free agents. At the same time, try to get championship coach Haron O'Neill, four-time champion in the Champions Indoor Football League. He's a champion this year with the Salina Liberty. Try to get him on and talk a little bit about his championship run and what he's looking for out of street free agents that's just coming out of college for next year. Try to get Coach Marlo Lover, defense coordinator for the Sioux City Bandits. They made a playoff run. I think they made a pretty much early exit this year, though. I forgot who they lost to, but I had one of my guys out there playing, did well at defensive back, LaRondi Bassan. He was out there. He done a real good job. Matter of fact, LaRondi and me spoke not too long ago. He said he's going to stay in the area. He's going to stay in the area to get employment and everything so he can kind of like be in place to come back next year. And I told him that was a smart move, and that's what a lot of street free agents have to understand. When you start taking these opportunities with these teams, you got to kind of look at it like I'm out here building my life. I'm out here building my life. It's almost like being in the military. Okay, you get stationed somewhere every 2 to 4 years, and, you know, you got to get out there and live life. I mean, if you're going to just work for the military, you also might want to get out there and go to school or find some secondary employment in the area. And sometimes you just wind up building your life where you're at. I mean, it's been plenty of times, and I think I was talking to Coach O'Neill about this. He was saying that he had young men that probably came as far as Florida, troubled background, troubled past, and then they, you know, come to play for him in Salina. They get out there, you work with them, mentor them, get them jobs. They go out there, they meet the girlfriend becomes a wife, and then, you know, they still there, you know, in some capacity. They still living there working or whatever the case may be, or living there trying to help coach now, you know, at the high schools or whatever. They find opportunities outside of where they're from. Football can do the same thing that the military do. It takes you away from home, give you a job, give you an opportunity to learn, give you an opportunity to be in another environment. Football can still do that at this level, at the street free agent level. And with these, I call them football film leagues, pro-developmental football film leagues, where you can be working on, you can get better and get better film, meaning your film from college really doesn't qualify anymore. That's out the door after you graduate. Your film from college gets you your next pro opportunity. So once you get that pro opportunity, even at the street free agent level with these pro-developmental film teams, you're going to be getting better film from college, better film while you're playing professional at the professional level. these coaches are missing, and they can work with you on your craft because they've been in football for a long time. Don't think just because these coaches haven't coached at high-level college or for the NFL or whatever, or the CFL, don't think because they haven't coached at that level. These guys have been around football for a long time, whether they're coaching high school, coaching pro-developmental football, all that knowledge. And then plus some of these coaches, they went to the NFL or they've been in NFL camps. They've been on the NFL 53-man roster. They've, they've done all this different. They have a whole lot of knowledge. Some of these coaches have been in CFL camp or made a CFL roster. So you don't know, you won't know the knowledge of the coach until, you know, you sit down and you ask them, well, coach, what's your experience? How can you make me better? Or do you think you can make me better based on what you see in my film? And I'm pretty sure that all the coaches that I just mentioned can make you better. So we got some great coaches that I'm going to be bringing on to the show, and they'll get you set up for an opportunity. Some of these coaches are set up to even make a phone call to CFL teams, like my man Urban Bryson. Urban Bryson with the Carolina Thunder. They used to be the Carolina Energy out of the AAL, American Arena League. And he's one of the coaches that can make a call to CFL teams. I think it was one year he was playing in the right before the playoffs. A CFL team came and took about six of his top players, and they had to go. It was like a next man up thing going into the playoffs. And I think he was coaching up in Vermont that year. They had a arena team up in Vermont, and he was coaching for that team. So he's one of the coaches, Coach Urban Bryson, who also was in NFL football camp as a running back, I think, for the Seattle Seahawks years back. But all these coaches, they have their own story, and they can tell a young man that was not a NFL qualifier. Again, I like to keep my terminology right. The guys that I'm dealing with that will be interviewing on the show, these are non-NFL qualifiers. So if you're a non-NFL qualifier, you are considered a free agent. And these coaches that I'm talking about, they can help you. They can help you do what you need to do to try and attempt to get to the next level of football. So, we got a lot of good stuff going on. If you'd like to call into the show to talk about some of the things on the monitor, we got stuff like, again, with Baker Mayfield, is he going to be able to take Darnold's job, all this here stuff. We got they say LeBron says he no longer thinks about missing a game winning shot. LeBron says he no longer thinks about missing a game winning shot. Well, you know, stuff like that. LeBron ain't got to worry about stuff like that. He's proven. I think he got six appearances in the NBA finals. Six appearances. I think he came out with two championships, two or three. I think he won two in Miami. Definitely, I know he won one. I know he won one in Cleveland, but I think he gets two out of. I think his numbers are nine finals appearances. I think, if I'm correct, I wish my man DC was on here. He could correct me, but I think LeBron is at nine finals appearances, three championships. So he came up short six times. But what difference does it make? He came out with three championships. It doesn't matter. He won in Cleveland when I believe nobody else ever has. Unless Cleveland was like back in the days of the ABA or something, maybe they won. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers came out of the ABA. I don't think they were original NBA team. If I'm incorrect, correct me in the DMs on my Twitter page at Ferran Sports at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D at Ferran Sports, capital S-P-O-R-T-S. Put them both together at Ferran Sports on Twitter. Anytime I make a mistake or have an error on the show, please correct me, politely correct me in the in my chat box, in my DMs on Twitter. Just let me know, hey, you know, you messed up on this or that, and just correct me so everybody can have the correct knowledge. And if you correct me, I'll put the correction on air the next day. So right now I got LeBron at nine championships. Nine finals appearances, nine NBA finals appearances, three championships, two with Miami, one with Cleveland, and that leaves him six short. And then they like to compare Michael Jordan to him, and I think Michael Jordan is six finals, six wins. He's undefeated in the finals. So I think that six game gap is what they try to separate Michael and LeBron. But, I mean, you know, Michael went every time Michael went, Michael won. LeBron won half of what he won as far as taking the trophy home. But I think they're really neck and neck. I think we're really saying just seeing the same version of a player in different eras. I think LeBron and Michael Jordan are really just right there with each other. I mean, I don't look at it one or two in either case. I just look at it kind of like they just ones. So with them, the ones. Like they say, you know, hey, you going to be running with the ones or the twos. You know, them guys are the ones. Everybody else are the twos. So, yeah, they're trying to see if LeBron is worrying about being the guy to take the clutch shot. You know, but LeBron James got so much money and got so many great things going for him. I think he is the only – he's the first billionaire athlete ever. And, I mean, I don't think he did it really, really loudly, meaning like I'm not seeing LeBron doing much besides the barbershop talk show, his school that he has for his elementary school, and basketball. Those are three things that I know he does. And I think he does have a lifetime Nike shoe deal. I do believe I learned that in my studies with NYU, New York University, Fundamentals of Global Sports Management. I think that Michael Jordan and LeBron James are two guys that have a lifetime Nike shoe deal. So, meaning they're going to be eating off of that a long time. But I haven't really seen much about LeBron, like saying I own a tech company or I own this property, I own this, I own that, for propel him to be a billionaire. I don't know how he did it. I mean, but if basketball done it, if basketball only did it, that's a great thing. And that's why, you know, when people come to me and say, why do these young kids, you know, want to be athletes instead of wanting to be doctors, lawyers, this and that, working for the government and civil service and all this here, or retire from the military? Why are these kids is always trying to be an athlete? Well, there it is. If an athlete puts me, if I start playing basketball at 17 or whatever, I think he came in like 17, 18 years old into the league. He comes in and he gets signed out of high school. And then by the time he turns 38, which I'm 10 years older than he is, I'm 48. He's 38 years old, and he can retire right now. He could have been retired. But he's a billionaire playing basketball at 38 years old. Why wouldn't you want to play sports? Why wouldn't you want to at least try and see how do you pan out? So I don't knock kids when they say, oh, I want to go up and be LeBron James. Well, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? And there's no wrong wanting to go up to be Michael Jordan or like with me. When I was coming up, it was kids wanting to be Michael Jordan. Why wouldn't you? Look at him. He's rich. I never discourage a kid from being rich. Never discourage a person from making money. So sports is definitely a way for you to make money. But going back into my non-NFL qualifiers, meaning my football street free agents, we got a lot of free agency opportunities going to be coming up soon. I'm encouraging you to get your film in, your resume. The way I like to ask you for your package is, in the subject line, put down your name, what school you went to, what position you played. And this is for my rookies that just came out this year. My rookies that just left college, played the last college game this year. I asked you for your email, which would have, once it's requested, don't just send it to me. Don't take all this information and start sending me film, because this is not what this is. I do have a business, and it is certain things that we have to agree upon before I will receive your package. I don't receive anyone's film and everything until we have an agreement basically you're releasing that film and stuff to me. We have to have that verbal agreement, and it is some fees involved with this stuff before I can accept any film. Otherwise, I'd be looking at film all day. So basically, when I ask for a street free agent's film, your resume needs to be set up like this. When you send in an email package, in the subject line, put your name, position, the school you went to, and then drop down, give all your measurables, height, weight, date of birth, age, how fast is your 40 time, how many reps can you do on 225 pounds on the bench, If you got any other measurables like L cone drill, all that stuff, you can put that in there too. Vertical jump, all that stuff. You can put all that stuff in there too if you like. But definitely the measurables of height, weight, age, date of birth, 40 times, reps on 225 pounds on the bench. Drop down from there. Give a two-paragraph brief bio, one paragraph or two bio of yourself coming out of high school to college, telling why from high school to college that you wound up going to the college that you went to, meaning like, well, this is why I didn't go to Alabama. I didn't go to Alabama to the Crimson Tide, but I wound up going to Alabama Tech or something like that. Or Alabama Central. I'm just giving a fictional name. But you have to kind of justify why did you go FBS D1 or FCS D1 playoff school? Why did you wind up going to a weak FCS program and all the way down to an NAIA program? I'd like you to justify why that happened. Did you have bad grades? Did you have a bad attitude? Did you have bad character at one time and got your life together? Did you come from a troubled background? Did you have a family emergency? I'd like you to kind of like justify why were you not able to go to college at the highest level and get drafted or get invited to an NFL camp. So that's what I like to do when we're talking about your resume. So in the body of your email, you'll have two brief paragraphs basically starting from high school going to college, why you didn't go to a NFL qualifier school versus a non-NFL qualifier school. So and when I say non-NFL qualifier school, I mean pretty much a NCAA Division II and anything below that. NCAA Division II and anything below that. And definitely, and most of the people that I really run into are guys that played at the NAIA level. And I don't know why a lot of these scouts and people like Pro Football Focus, Blesto Scouting, National Scouting, I don't know why they just won't give guys at the NAIA level a real look. Because I've had some dogs that play NAIA ball. I've had some studs, and I know they can play because when they become a street free agent, they go into the arena league like the IFL Indoor Football League and the National Arena League NAL. They can go there and they stand out. And they're standing out against guys that were NFL camp cuts. Everybody looks the same. The NFL camp cuts, the CFL camp cuts, everybody is looking the same when they get on their professional platform. It ain't the NFL, but they get on this professional platform, and they're competing right with these guys that got the NFL opportunity and wasn't able to secure it. So it's kind of like unfair. It's almost like what people like companies like Pro Football Focus. These companies are saying that, hey, we just ain't going to look at them because it kind of narrows down all going through all these bodies. And I get it. It's like, well, why look at all these guys if I can just have the best ones out of the whole mix to evaluate, and everybody else has got to find another way. But as far as the NFL, immediate NFL opportunity, meaning going to the Senior Bowl, East-West Shrine Bowl, NFL PA Bowl, we're going to look at the cream of the crop, them rise to the top, and we're going to do our draft selections and everything by that. We're going to make our draft list to give to the NFL based on us testing out the people with the top measurables, and the top measurables meaning coming from the top schools, the FBS program, the bowl schools, and then for FCS, you know, the playoff schools like your North Dakota States and all those type of schools that's in South Dakota State. Who else is that? James Madison, I think. Those type of schools, you're going to look at them because, hey, they're always in the playoffs. Some guys do sneak in from the smaller schools, like let's say it's a D3 powerhouse like Mount Union. Mount Union is winning that NCAA playoff every year. They're D3. I've heard that there's some kids say that they don't go to the higher level FCS schools because they want to go and play. They'll get an opportunity to play at Mount Union at a D3, and they know they're going to win a championship for the NCAA because their program is always in that championship game or deep in the playoffs. So, I mean, it can happen from a small school that you can get
you know, looked at by Pro Football Focus and stuff like that. It just has to be, you have to be that unique situation, like meaning just a winning school all the time, stuff like that. Even at the NAIA level, you know, NAIA schools like Marion University, I think Marion in the last couple of years and put a quarterback in the camp, stuff like that, because they dominate, they was dominant in the NAIA level. But then when I say dominant, I'm talking about they were dominant, where scouts would come out there and get him a visit and talk to some of their players. So it just depends on the relationship that the coaches have with the scouts and stuff like that. And it depends on, you know, the again, the relationship the coaches may have with the scouts and then people in the NFL front offices to where they can get some people down there to look at the players and get the players an opportunity. That's why it's very important. And when you're in high school, when you sit down and you talk with some of these coaches, you got to be like, hey, what opportunities do you have for me to go pro? When you select one of these schools, you have that's the question at any level that you have to ask each coach. What's the opportunity available for me to go to the NFL? But you definitely have to ask that question when you go into an NAIA school, NAIA type of schools, NCAA Division III and NCAA Division II. You got to ask your coach, what relationship do you have with NFL front office executives and player personnel people, scouts for NFL teams for me to get seen coming out of your program? Because I want to play professional football. Yes, I want my degree. Yes, I want to get the trace of being of manhood and everything like that. And this information is also interchangeable to female athletes. I'm talking about football, and right now, currently, most women are not able to play college football. So you know, just kind of like look at it as if you're a softball player, soccer player, basketball player, or whatever the case may be for women's sports. Until they open up the opportunity to have high-level college football for women, but I think for the women they can play as a kicker or a punter because of the, you know, some of the females play soccer, so they can use you as a kicker or a punter on the team. So I'm not saying that there are no women in college football. I'm just saying broad. I'm just using it as a broad general term. That's why I'm using the guys for an example. So please don't be offended. And if I offended any of the female football players out there by not mentioning you deeply in this conversation, I apologize. It's totally unintentional. But you can politely correct me in the DMs on Twitter at Ferran Sports. But right now we're going to take a break because I got to go and give me a little bit of coffee for a minute. And I don't have any technical staff working with me, so we got to go into a little bit of music. So it'll take me about a 8-minute break. We're going to go off into some music, some of my tracks that were donated to the show. This is going to be Tech by DJ Keith Chronic and Rebuild Tag by DJ Keith Chronic. DJ Keith Chronic is the owner and CEO of In the Trunk Clothing. That's what NDT means, In the Trunk Clothing, meaning he can pull up on you in his car, pop his trunk open, and sell you a nice T-shirt, custom shoes, custom hats, custom jackets, all kind of apparel. He's an apparel company. So he also makes mixtapes and does beats. So if you're a hip-hop artist, we do have a music component to this show. So if you're a hip-hop artist that's looking to come on the show and drop a project, definitely hit us up. We'll interview you. We'll also, you know, feature your music. If it's clean and radio edited, produced the same way, come on and let us know what projects you got going on. We'll also bring you on, feature your beats on the show. Just like I'm doing right now with DJ Keith Chronic's beat. So definitely get with DJ Keith Chronic through my Twitter page if you want some beats, some mixtapes done, and or if you're an artist that needs some apparel, get with me and I'll get you with him, and we can get you put some new custom fits on you and stuff like that. But we're going to go off into some music right now. Here is Rebuild by DJ Keith Chronic. the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback. Stokers and Bills broadcasting live, WBEST, WBEST from Chula Vista, California. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Stokers and Bills is a talk show that we talk all sports. It doesn't matter what sport you're into. If we don't know much about it, you can call and introduce us to that sport and educate us on it. If you don't know much about the sports that we talk about, which is mainly football on this show, but we also talk about Major League Baseball and National Basketball Association stuff as well. We talk all things, all sports on this show. So if we don't know about your sport, you can educate us on yours. And if you don't know about ours, we can educate you on ours. This show does have an educational piece. Every morning, we try to educate the street free agents, meaning non-NFL qualifying football athletes that are going to have to take the steps to get to the NFL. The steps to get to the NFL, meaning going to pro-developmental football film leagues, leagues such as Champions Indoor Football League, American Arena League, American West Football Conference, and Arena Football Association. Those are some of the ones that are at the, indoor arena level 2 and indoor arena level 3 and level 4. I kind of put it at indoor arena level 3 and indoor arena level 4. And that's because of the marketing budget. Some of the back in the IFL, I think they do a little bit more budget wise in their marketing plan in most cases, not all cases. And in the CIFL, some teams put a little bit more into their budget as well, and then at the end some don't. So I kind of like rank them by what I see marketing budget wise, and when it involves what kind of exposure that you have online and on TV. So that's kind of like how I rank it. As far as the product, the football product of it is all the same. The talent level is all the same. Trust me. All these guys can play at any of these levels, including Canadian Football League, NFL, USFL, XFL. These guys that play indoor and arena-style football, meaning the pro-developmental film league levels, they can play with anybody. All you have to do is give them the chance. I don't want to hear anything about this guy's undersized. I don't want to hear about none of this measurable stuff, this pro day garbage. These players that's playing pro developmental film league football can play against anybody. And the proof is in the pudding. Fan control football had guys that had played in the NFL, and the guys that went to NAIA schools, Division three, NCAA Division three, Division two, they were out there playing right with those guys. He was out there playing right with them. It wasn't like, okay, the guys that came from the NFL are just scoring and scoring touchdowns. They're just burning up the charts. No. Some of the guys that didn't even get that opportunity was out there in fan control football playing just as well, if not better. So it proves to you if these scouts would pay attention to these leagues. But I'm quite sure a lot of these NFL scouts and different people, scouts, agents alike, whatever, personnel directors, they don't take the time to tune in to the arena indoor game because, like, well, you know, if this NFL guy's playing down there now, they wasn't good enough to make it up here anyway. Well, you know, the guy might have just needed to be coached up some more and get some more reps in to come back and try again. And then so you'll see the other guys that didn't even get that chance. So I think it's kind of biased in a fair way the politics of football go. But this is what I like to say, you know, to myself, you know, I try to tell myself, I'm not going to get out here and try to be bashing everybody. I'm not trying to bash pro football focusing and the NFL model. You know, I've been in the NFL office in two different meetings. I had two cups of coffee with the NFL PA reps in the front office. And the thing about it is, you know, they just have their system. They just use a third-party system when it comes down to finding athletes and building their draft. They have a third-party system, which is Pro Football Focus, which does all the statistics from all these different FBS-type schools, and they say this is how we're going to build our draft. So if you really understand the model of the NFL, the model of the NFL is their minor league. Their minor league is FBS schools. That is their minor league of football. That's who they take their players from, and that's how they call players up through the draft. So
we have to understand that that's the way it really works. College football, major college football, is the NFL feeder system. That's why they don't worry about doing NFL Europe and all this stuff no more, because they don't need to. What are we doing? We're just wasting money. Let the colleges do our work for us. We'll just have a third-party system to scout the colleges, and the colleges will tell us, you know, based on Pro Football Focus and these different other data analytic companies and our scouting system, which is Blesto and National, who kind of like works along with the data that Pro Football Focus feeds them, and they set up their draft. They don't have to go spend money on a national regional combine like a lot of stuff they used to do, regional combines and stuff like that. However, I did ask about that in a seminar. They were looking to bring that back, the regional combine, so overlooked players couldn't get an opportunity. They did that. They also have made strides with HBCU schools by doing the HBCU All-Star Game for the NFL and the HBCU Combine for the NFL. So guys got picked up from HBCU schools this year. I think a few that about four got drafted, like around about the fourth round. And I think a couple got, you know, camp invites, you know, after, you know, in the free agent. People came in the free agent round. People got camp opportunities, signed on for camp opportunities. So, I mean, I think that Doug Williams and his staff and all those people did real good for the HBCU combine and stuff to help get, you know, a lot of the HBCU schools opportunities. So, I'm still talking about free agency opportunities, but I'm just, you know, went off topic a little bit, just kind of like show you how marginalized programs are getting some help from the NFL, especially, you know, and that's through this HBCU system. Because HBCUs, they get overlooked a lot. A lot of guys don't get drafted. And it's almost like it was unfair. The unfair thing with that, in my opinion, is that, you know, we'll draft from high-level FBS schools, and they'll get paid a higher dollar to sign on with the team. But if you won't give a good amount, equal amount, or somewhat equal amount of opportunity for HBCU kids to sign for that same money, it's kind of unfair. So that's why I'm glad they put the combine in place. So even if the scouts were not going down there looking at a lot of these schools or just showing up for one visit and not getting enough data on these players, I'm glad the HBCU combine and All-Star game is in place to help those marginalized black colleges to get an opportunity, because these schools are, a lot of them are Division I schools, and then some of them are Division II schools. So it gives them an opportunity to go and get a look now. Yeah. And, again, our topic for today is free agency opportunities. And this is preparing non-NFL qualifiers for pro-developmental football opportunities in the CIFL, AAL, AWFC, and AFA, and that is Champions Indoor Football League is the main one in that group. Then you got the American Arena League, American West Football Conference, and the Arena Football Association, which is a new league that's fairly brand new, about 2 years. I think the American West Football Conference is probably about three, maybe four years in. It's still fairly brand new itself. But the American Arena League, they've been around for a while. Champions Indoor League, definitely been around for a while. And, you know, I'm just talking about these other leagues right now. I think they're done with their playoffs, and they've had their championship runs. So now it's time for them to start taking in here soon resumes from rookies. So, like, if you're on my rookie list, I'm sending guys film out to these different coaches at these different teams, so they can go ahead and get an opportunity to go ahead and start playing football. Now, my goal is to take these guys up to the FCF next year, fan-controlled football. So this year, I'm going to start you out. The opportunity for all my guys to get to fan-controlled football, that's the highest level of indoor arena. So I'm going to definitely try to get you there first, but if it does not work there, I'm going to drop you down to one of these leagues right here. We go ahead and start there, and then we'll try for fan control next year. I don't get on this show talking about the NFL opportunity because I don't promise guys that I can get them into the National Football League. I have just as much of a hard time dealing with the National Football League front office, not front office, but teams. I've been in the front office, you know, but that can't help us because they don't evaluate players. All they do is govern the league. They discipline. They govern. So they can't help us. But I do think I am thankful that I was able to secure a meeting with them to bring that knowledge out and give it to the masses. Now, with that being said, my opportunity with Best Sports is capital B-E-S-T, Best Sports. My opportunity is taking a guy that's a rookie that went to like an NAIA school, Division II. Basically, my model is Division II and below. I take Division II and below kids, and I get them started on their path in a professional football. My ultimate goal with fan control being here, and I'm going to consider fan control football being the highest level of pro developmental football film league right now. That's because they have a TV partner in NBC, and they got all kind of online platforms, DAZN, D-A-Z-N, the Zone, whatever the heck they call it. Then you got the Spectrum, Fubo TV, Twitch. And then again, like I said, they're on the NBC platform. And so that's my goal. My goal is to help get you exposure through the Pro Developmental Film League to where you can take that film and take it to an NFL situation, or let's say USFL, XFL, CFL, and then the NFL. So you're just basically getting film to basically shop it out to the higher leagues, USFL, XFL, CFL, and definitely the NFL. It's a journey. My system is taking steps. And it works because I have one athlete, shout out to my man Josh Jenkins, who's currently playing defensive back, hybrid linebacker, defensive back with the Orlando Predators in the National Arena League. He's playing right now with the Orlando Predators. And I started him out. He came out of Army West Point, came out early, was trying to do a transfer. That didn't work. I got contacted by a family member, and they basically reached out to me about him and told me his story. I said, you know, he was trying to go off into another professional developmental football outdoor league, which was rivals professional football at the time. But I had a situation with him to where it was an arena league team. I'm sorry, indoor league team, indoor football, meaning the difference between indoor and arena. Indoor uses a traditional running back versus the NAL, which uses a big lineman, well, an undersized lineman as their fullback in goal line situations. They don't use a traditional running back. So if you're a running back, just to give you a tidbit, out there for you street free agents, if you are a running back, you don't want to go to the NAL because the NAL won't sign you if you're a running back. They use a lineman, a undersized lineman, that they use like a fullback to run the ball in goal line situations. They won't give the ball to a tailback. So if you're a tailback, traditional tailback, you know, you're gonna go to the indoor football league. If you're a traditional running back, you're going to go to the indoor football league because they run the ball like in the outdoor game. They use a traditional running back. They actually have running plays for the running back. So that's the example that I'm using. But I started Josh Jenkins, hybrid DB. I started him out with the Green Bay Blizzard in the IFL. And I wanted to put him there because I felt like the IFL, Green Bay Blizzard, was set up right there by the Green Bay Packers Stadium right across the street. So I said, what if the Green Bay Packers, it's just me playing strategy, what if the Packers can get some eyes on this young man and move him up? Now, that didn't happen, but he did stay there and got all of his film. Then that film was able to help propel him to the Alliance of America, what they call it, the AAF. The Alliance of American Football. They folded because the guy that owned their hockey team, he pulled all his money out of that league because they couldn't do a partnership with the NFL, saying that these players could move up, or they could take NFL players from the practice squad to come down and play on the teams to kind of like make the league more marketable. Because they were like, well, we got to get some NFL guys in here, some of the guys that's on the practice squad, let them be able to come down to play and play on this platform to give this league more credibility. He pulled all his money out, so that league folded about 2 years ago. The year before COVID, I believe, they folded. And then the XFL came in, and they folded the COVID season. But anyway, going back to Josh Jenkins, Josh played, he was going to Rivals Professional Football. I said, no, let's get you in Green Bay. I think you can get more eyes on you in Green Bay. That didn't work out, but his film that he got from the Green Bay Blizzard with that team in the IFL, he was able to take that and move up to the Alliance of American Football. After they, but he was in camp with the Phoenix Hotshots. Some of my good friends with the Albany Empire, they was out there in camp looking at guys that might got cut. And I think, if I'm remembering right, Josh was released from camp, and then they offered me to give him a contract to come and play in Albany. They reached out to me as his manager and said, hey, we know who that kid is. Would you like him to come and play? And would you like him to come and play in Albany, New York for the Albany Empire? And he turned that down because at the same time, I had reached out to the Ottawa Red Blacks GM on his behalf, and they offered him a contract to come in. And he took that CFL contract with the Ottawa Red Blacks. I think he might have tweaked his ankle. And he got sent home from camp. And then when he got sent home from camp, you know, he rehabbed, and XFL came around, had him suggested that he do that workout. He did that, got on the draft board, and he got brought into camp. He didn't get drafted off the draft board, but they did bring him to camp as a free agent with the L.A. Wildcats. So he went to the L.A. Wildcats camp. He was there. He stayed there. He wound up getting released from camp late in camp, I think on the last cut. Then, you know, he got picked right back up maybe a month later or something like that, a month later, 2 weeks later for the D.C. Defenders. They brought him in on the active 53-man roster. Then once he got to D.C., was in camp for a week, they canceled the season due to COVID. So the week that he could have been playing on TV, they canceled the season during COVID. So that's just one of the stories of somebody that I've taken from the pro developmental film leagues, and he's hit every level except the NFL. So I know he's a professional football player. He is a real pro football player because he's competed at every level up to the right up under the NFL. So we just waiting that right now. We're trying to get that film from the Orlando Predators in the NAL to try to get him another opportunity in the XFL or NFL situation. Depends on who can get eyes on him once he finishes up his final highlights. But anyway, NFL camp is going on right now, so there is still hope, and he does have a deep, deep resume. So that's what I do for my players. So if you're out there listening to this show, this free agency opportunity show, you have to understand that it's opportunities, but you got to be prepared for the opportunity. You can't when the opportunity comes, preparation has to be there. That's what luck is. Luck is nothing but opportunity meeting your preparedness. That's what luck is. Opportunity meeting your preparedness. You have to be ready for the opportunity, meaning you have to be working at your craft every day, updating your highlights, updating your resume, constantly working with someone like myself who is doing this all the time, working with somebody like myself to try to help get you that opportunity. You know, it can't be a situation where it's like I'm just going to basically sit back here and wait for the phone to ring. I know my phone is going to ring because they told me in college I was good. Well, who told you in college that you were good? Well, me and you never had that conversation, so I definitely didn't say that. And a whole lot of other people probably didn't say it either. You know, what they told you in college is what they told you at your college. But you still got a whole lot of other people that's like, he didn't pass my eye test, but he needs to go back and do some more work. It hurts me to my heart sometimes when I send a player to my new contact. I sent a player to my new contact who was this year with the United States Football League, the Tampa Bay Bandits. It hurts me to my heart when I send a player to him and he'll tell me he got something, but he's also missing something. He got something, but he's also missing something. And when I hear that, when I hear that, it kind of like saddens me because I'm like, well, I see the guy as being a player. I see him in the NFL. But that's me. And a lot of times I'm probably being biased because after I talk to a kid for a while, I kind of like take the kid up under my wing and, you know, try to, you know, be a mentor, try to be there for him, you know, through this process of disappointment of not making the NFL. I try to be there for him and try to get him as much as I can. But, you know, when I put the film on the table and the resume on the table and the measurables on the table, I got people that's not attached to this young man and or young woman, depending on your sport or depending on the case. I got people that's looking at this stuff in a non-biased situation and just saying he just don't meet the measurables of what they're asking for. He just don't meet it. He's undersized. He's a tad bit slower. He doesn't look as strong. It's always something to rule out. Like, I was even looking at The Rock this weekend, and The Rock had posted up a video, and I kept asking the question, why has Rock got on this jersey? Matter of fact, I seen Rock taking part in some rush drills, I think at the HBCU showcase for the XFL. But anyway, going back to The Rock, his number, 54, I kept asking, why is he wearing that number? Was that his old college number? But he broke it down on the ESPYs last night. But I saw him when he broke it down on the video. He posted a video of him basically saying, and it was kind of you know, sorry about that, people. I'm doing two things at one time. I'm the technical director and doing this show, and I just got some news came across my wire I had to attend to on my phone. But anyway. The Rock was pretty straightforward about his number 54, and what he was saying was that the number 54 represented him being the last, always being the last cut. He was saying that they'd always say, "DJ, you're good. DJ, you're a great player. You're good, but you're not good enough to make the roster." In so many words, and I like the way The Rock put that video together on Twitter because he had a couple of expletives in there. I could feel his passion. He had a couple expletives in there. He was cursing a little bit. He asked us to excuse him, but he was being real. The version that he gave us last night on the ESPYs, or the other night on the ESPYs, was one thing. But the way he put it on the actual Twitter post, which I'll probably repost that later today if I can find it. I think I saved it. He was very passionate about being the last cut. DJ, you're good. Dwayne Johnson, you're good. But you wasn't good enough. You didn't have this measurable, that measurable. So you can't make the 53-man roster. You were number 54. You were the last cut. He said, I was always the number 54, always the last cut, and I couldn't make it. But, I mean, we know the Rock story. He went on. He became, you know, The Rock. So, I mean, I ain't got to say nothing else. The Rock. So it doesn't matter. It's always another way. But this journey to the NFL is not an easy journey. Like, I go back to my man Josh Jenkins. I'm quite sure right now, you know, he's at a position of where he got to make a decision. He got to make a decision about his life right now because, I mean, you know, you've been working out, waiting for an opportunity. Then life starts happening. Life starts happening. Job opportunities come. You know, opportunities to settle down with someone may come. To build your family relationship, you just never know. Opportunities come as we get older. And as you're getting older, chasing the game, life right next to it, concurrent to it, is right next to that, it's happening. You may meet a great girl. You may get a great job offer. You may an opportunity for you to go and get some more film might be in another state, but you can't leave your great job and you can't leave your current situation where you're married or about to be married to somebody, whatever the case may be, in your family, in your pre-family life, you might not be able to move away at that time to keep chasing this thing. So it's a window. Football is a window of opportunity. That's why I tell all you guys, don't just go and learn to play football. Go and learn how to coach. Go into the front office and talk to the people that do partnerships and learn how to get businesses to partner with the team. Talk to your marketing department. Talk to them. How do y'all advertise for the team? How do y'all get people in the seats? Talk to the people that does the sales office. How do y'all sell the tickets? How do y'all sell merchandise? Learn all aspects of the front office along with how to coach. so you'll always have a job in professional football. And remember, nobody told you you could take part in professional football, even at the NFL level. Most of you guys are either college graduates or about to be college graduates soon. Some of you guys even going back and getting y'all master's program. You all smart guys that have attended college. Take that college education and flip it off into a job in professional football. If you have passionate about football, you can learn what I do. Learn how to help other players get on. Learn how to do personnel. Like me, I'm considered a manager / personnel director. If I was going for a team, I'd be in a personnel role, assistant personnel director, helping build the team, helping to find the talent to bring in to work out, and hopefully they can make the roster. That's what I do. You can learn how to do what I do. You can learn how to do management, learn how to be an agent. All that stuff I do or can show you how to do. I'm not a certified agent, but I do the same thing the NFLPA certified agents do, so for pay money to be an agent every year. I'm not going to pay money to be what I already am. And then you tell me how much money I can make. You're not going to put a cap on my money. Nobody will. So that's why I don't certify with the NFL. I won't certify with the NFLPA again because nobody is going to put a cap on my income. That's between me and my client that I manage. When he makes the NFL team, as his manager, he'll say, I pay Ramiro X amount of dollars to be my manager. Almost like, and I'll say pretty much the same thing as what the Ravens quarterback is doing, Lamar Jackson. He has his mother as his manager. He doesn't have an agent with the NFLPA system. He pays his mother to manage his career, and I guess they're taking the steps to learn how to do it themselves. Maybe they have a sports lawyer or something like that that they can bring on. And I think I'm going to bring my good friend of mine, Shonda Norton, onto my show. I'm going to give her a call after this episode is over with. Give her a call to come on to the show and tell us what she does versus an NFLPA certified agent, Shonda Norton. Plus, she has a book. I want to bring her on board and promote her book to teach you guys a lot about this NIL stuff. So I'm going to bring her on here and give her this platform if she's willing to use it. But I definitely plug her and need to get with her. But Lamar Jackson, he uses his mother as his manager. They don't pay an NFLPA certified agent. He uses his mother. So I do the same thing. So I'm quite sure he pays his mother a nice hefty penny to manage his sports career. He kept his money in-house with his mom. That's their business. He didn't have to go and get an NFLPA certified agent because he said, no, me and my mom, we'll talk to the teams together and figure out what's best for us as a unit, as a family. We'll figure out the best route for us to take. Yeah, with that being said, for those of you just tuning in, if you'd like to call in and talk about free agency opportunities, and that means preparing non-NFL qualifiers for pro developmental football opportunities in the pro developmental film leagues like the Champions Indoor Football League and those below that, if you want to call in and talk about that or anything coming across the sports wire today, we got stuff about LeBron James, all these filler conversations because it's springtime. The only thing that's going on is Major League Baseball getting ready to go into the playoffs for their second half of it's the second half of the season. They're getting ready to, all these teams are getting ready to make their playoff runs and everything like that. I think free agency is over with for baseball. I'm not sure. I don't have my expert contributor on the show, which is DC, who normally comes on the show and offers his expert opinion. But if he chimes in sometime today, we'll get off into that. Baseball free agency. I don't know if it's still going on, if they have already hit their deadline. But nevertheless, the only thing going on in the big three major professional sports, hockey's done, NBA's done, NFL hasn't started yet. They just started up for camp. So the headlines right now are whatever's going on in baseball. Everything else in the other two sports is just filler material. You know, like we're talking about stuff like people reporting the camp out of shape, like Leonard Fournette. They say Leonard Fournette came in at almost, 260 pounds, but he's supposed to be only 230 pounds. So he's almost about 30 pounds overweight. So they're going to have to play him down and get him on weight control so he can be at his best, at top form, for the season. But it happens. I mean, some people let down in the off season. They kind of like let it go a little bit, just want to enjoy life for a while, want to eat what they want to eat. Not be on a diet all the time. But, he's a young guy. I don't even think he's no more than 25. I don't think he's no more than 25 years old, maybe 26. I don't think he's that old. I think he's like 24, 25. But he'll be able to lose that weight. He's still young. Anytime you're below 30, it gets a little harder after 26. But he still got that gap between 26 and 30 to where he still can be able to, you know, drop that weight. Plus, he's a professional athlete. They know what to do. They know what to do to get his weight down. They're saying the Cardinals are giving Kyler Murray a 5-year extension based on Adam Schefter. He's getting a 5-year, $230 million deal to include $160 million guaranteed. And a lot of people don't understand the money that you want to count in the NFL is your guaranteed money. The guaranteed money is yours. Anything else can be restructured over the period of the contract because they may have to restructure your contract to bring in another high-level free agent. So, you know, the guaranteed money is what you want in the NFL. Right now, the time on deck is 31 a.m. Pacific Coast time, 9:31 a.m. Pacific Coast time. And this is Stogies and Beer, your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. And we're broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, sunny Chula Vista, California, sunny California, WBEST, WBEST. If you want to find out more information on me, Ramiro Ferran, you can find me on Facebook, Ramiro Ferran, R-A-M-I-R-O, Ferran, F-E-R-R-A-N-D. That's capital R-A-M-I-R-O, Ramiro Ferran. F is in Frank, E-R-R-A-N-D, Ramiro Ferran. You can find me on Facebook. You can also find my Facebook sports page, which is Ferran Sports Management Agency, Ferran Sports Management Agency on Facebook. You can also find me on Twitter at Ferran Sports, at F-E-R-R-A-N-D, at Ferran Sports, all together on Twitter. You can drop me a line about anything about this show episode. Drop me a line. Let me know what you want to do. If you are a street free agent, you can schedule you an interview on the show as a street free agent. If you're not one of my clients, you can become a client. All you have to do is ask, and I'll give you requirements about that. I charge $100 for you to be on my distribution list, where I distribute film out on my free agent list to different sports professionals to see about getting you your next professional opportunity. It's $100 to be on that list. It's $600 if you want me to become your full-time manager, and I manage you. And that price varies from contract to contract. For a pro developmental contract, we go $600 for full management, and you're usually able to make that money back within season. So, you know, I always put a guy in position to make the money back. Whether you spend $100 with me, $600 with me, you'll be able to make your money back. If you are a street free agent athlete that is currently not one of my clients, then it's $100 to get on this show, to come on and present yourself and introduce yourself, introduce your street free agent career as a rookie just leaving college. Let these coaches know who you are. Tell everybody what you're trying to do, how they can reach you if they want to reach out to you and offer you a pro developmental contract. We try to get guys signed off the show. That's my new model, trying to get some guys signed directly off of this platform. And I can't wait till that happens. That's an exciting feature about this show. I want people to know that if you get on this show, it's a possibility you're going to get signed once you come on this show. It's almost like performing at the Apollo. When you perform at the Apollo Theater, back in the day, all these R&B acts, when you go to the Apollo and you win the Apollo, or just even up there to get seen, you know, people's careers start. A lot of people don't know that you know, Steve Harvey and The Rock, DJ Dwayne Johnson, from based on what I was hearing on Steve Harvey's interview, he said him and The Rock did the Apollo the same night. He said The Rock didn't do so well, but he did. So you see now he's Steve Harvey, but you know The Rock had another path, and you have The Rock. But sometimes when you get on certain platforms, it just takes that platform to spark your career. And that's what we want to do on this platform for all the street free agents. When you come on this show, it's only $100 to do an interview on this show. And send this episode out to different coaches along with your highlights so they can see, you know, what you're doing on the show. And even if you can, once you come on the show, I'll go ahead and add your name to the list, to my free agent list. So basically all you really have to do to jumpstart your career with me is spend $100. Now, if you got to sit back and you got to contemplate on how it happened, you spend $100 and ask me my life story to get you to spend $100. Don't waste your time and don't waste mine. If you got $100 to be in business with me, come on, let's do some business and let me expose you to the masses in my professional sports network. And, of course, like I told you guys before, my ultimate goal is to get you right now to Fan Control Football. I'm going to take your stuff and get it to my man Don Core in the front office with the Fan Control Football League. I'm going to get your stuff there, and hopefully he and some other professionals that I work with the Pro Players Edge group, I got my people with Pro Players Edge. I'm going to send it there, too, to get you an opportunity to get off into Fan Control Football. That's where I can put you, and I'm proud of that because I put a lot of guys there. My three rookies this year came right out of school and played in Fan Control Football and done well, and I'm looking at for them to either be in the USFL or the XFL this season coming up. I got a couple guys right now in minor league football. One of my guys, he's a rookie. He's in minor league football. I got him in the Hub camp. I got him playing with the Carolina Cobras. He went to Hub camp, got an opportunity out of Hub camp because they seen him doing his one-on-one at Hub camp. That's capital H-U-B at Hub on Twitter. They invited him out there. My good friend Mike Williams, general manager for Hub, they invited him out. And now he's in minor league football down in Alabama, getting ready to play his first minor league professional developmental football game on August 9th. My rookie is going to have, at the offensive lineman position, he's going to have film at the indoor and outdoor level in the same spring season. That's the first time this has ever happened. So I'm glad this minor league football launched this time because they were having a problem launching. But they finally launched this time, and I'm glad to be a part of it through my player. But I also have another street free agent player there. He was also in Carolina with the Carolina Cobras for the NAL. He's going to have an opportunity to prove why he had 22 sacks in his career, in his college career at Notre Dame College. He's going to be able to prove why he got a great report from Hub as well. He's going to be able to prove that indoor and outdoor all in the same spring season this year too. So I think we're doing good things with Ferran Sports on Twitter. But my company's official name is Best Sports Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California. So Best, capital B-E-S-T, because it's all capitalized. Best Sports Management, capital B-E-S-T. And my motto for Best Sports Management is there is no D. I don't say the best sports management. I don't put a D in front of best. Capital B-E-S-T, best stands alone. Best stands alone. That's why there's no be in front of best, because best stands alone. I am the best in customer service when it comes down to taking care of my athletes. That's why athletes pay me $600 to manage their career, because when they call me, I can either text or pick up in a timely manner, usually within minutes. But if it's like after hours, I try to get back to them as soon as my eyes open up. Sometimes I open my eyes up and respond via text while I'm turning over in my sleep. If I see that they text me, I try to respond back. So it just depends on what's going on with my day, but I think I'm the best in customer service because when people pay me, I don't get lost. When people pay me, I don't disappear on them with their money. When people pay me, I try to shout them out on Twitter and say thank you for being not only a great athlete but a great businessman investing in your career, be it man or woman. Thank you for being a great athlete but also being a great business person investing in your career. When you spend money with me, I try to be right there with you because you took money out your pocket and put it in my hand. You took a little money out your pocket, put it in my hand. I mean, I can't get rich off of it. I'm quite sure you know it. You can't get rich off $100. And I don't have people coming to me with the frequency to even say, hey, I'm making $600 a day. I get about six to ten clients in a day, which hopefully one day I'll get to that point. But, you know, I'm not there yet. I'm not one that's going to get on here and tell you a bunch of lies about who I am. I have my own small platform, my own small piece of the street free agent market, and I try to do the best I can with it. All right, with that being said, it is 9:40 a.m. This is Stogies and Beer. If you'd like to call into the show to talk about anything that I'm currently talking about, which is free agents and opportunities, preparing non-NFL qualifiers for pro-developmental football opportunities in the Champions Indoor Football League, American Arena League, American West Football Conference, and American, Arena Football Association. All these leagues that will get us up to the IFL, Indoor Football League, NAL, National Arena League, and those opportunities will get us up to fan-controlled football, the FCF, fan-controlled football, which is basically like you're playing Madden Live. I took part in that league this year with my athletes, Jacob Ayew, offensive lineman out of Amherst, Division III, Henry Kellogg, my defensive end out of DuPage College in Illinois. He's a JUCO athlete. He tried to go to Judson on the NAIA scholarship, but his grades didn't transfer, credits didn't transfer, so he had to go ahead immediately in his projected rookie season, go ahead on to play in the fan control football. He does well. He's getting looked at right now for an XFL opportunity in the free agent draft pool, and I'm praying that he gets it because that's going to prove my point that I can take a guy from a JUCO and put him at a high-level pro situation. It's going to prove my point. We also had Nate Bresson. We had big Nate Bresson out of Stonehill College, Division II NCAA. And he went out there, and he was dominant as well. He was dominant. And he got a great chance of being in the XFL player draft pool. And if he makes it, that'll make three guys from three different levels of college football to where they made it to the XFL draft pool. And if they get selected to go to camp, it's going to prove my point. Talent comes from everywhere. Talent can come from everywhere. But with that being said, we're going to go off into our music mix, and then we're going to come back and close the show out. Again, this is Stogies and Beer, and I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking with you live in the early morning. Stogies and Beer can be found broadcasting live most Mondays through Fridays, 8 a.m. Pacific time to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Most Mondays through Thursday, 8 a.m. Pacific to 10 a.m. Pacific. And that is 11 a.m. Eastern time to 1 p.m. Eastern time. So we're here most Mondays through Thursdays at 8 a.m. Pacific again, depending on the time slot. But if the time slot changes, I'll broadcast out when I'll be on. We do this show early enough for everybody when you get off work, you can check out the episodes and everything like that. It's already there waiting on you. And with that being said, we're going to go off into some more music here. I'm going to go off into my music mix, and this is going to be some beats that was donated to the show by my man, Keith Clearthart, platinum producer for artists like Snoop, the Eastsiders, and different video game formats like Grand Theft Auto. He produces beats for them. He's a platinum award-winning producer. Trust me, he has platinum credits. All you have to do is Google Keith, common spelling, Clearthart with a C, C-L-I-Z-A-R-K, Keith Clearthart, and he'll come up. Keith Clearthart, or you can put in Keith Clark, or Keith Clearthart and Clark, C-L-A-R-K, Keith Clark. He'll come up, and he is the CEO and owner of Team Mash and Sound Design. Team Mash and Sound Design, where he can make you custom beats, all kind of stuff. I mean, his knowledge is so vast, I can't even get into all of that. You just got to go to the website, Team Mash and Sound Design, or you can hit him up at Clizart1, on Twitter. And that's at C-L-I-Z-A-R-K, at Clizart1 on Twitter. And so, we're going to go off into some of his beats that he donated. We're going to be swapping some more beats out that he gave me in August, at the beginning of the month. We're going to be, I got five more beats that I haven't even put out yet with him, and I'm going to have them on the show. If you a hip-hop artist or R&B singer and you have a new project that you want to promote on my show, it's $100 to come on the show and put your information out on your new project and have your music featured on the show. And I'll feature it on the show for a month long, just radio ready. Pay $100, hit me up on Twitter at Ferran Sports on Twitter and let me know what you're trying to do. And we'll get you on the show for $100 and go ahead on and let you put your project out, tell everybody what you're trying to do. Again, if you are a street free agent in any sport, if you are a street free, well, I'll put it like this, if you are a street free agent in basketball, baseball, football, the major three sports, basketball, baseball, football, I can help you get your pro developmental opportunities by submitting your film with certain people in my network and seeing if we can get you off the couch and put you back in the game. Again, thank you for tuning in to Stogies and Beer. To call into the show is 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687. And today's topic is free agency opportunities, preparing non-NFL qualifiers, meaning street free agents, for pro developmental football opportunities in your pro developmental film league like the Champions Indoor Football League. We're going to go off into some music. Stand by. Avoid any clicking that you might hear that's me mixing because I don't have an electronic mouse. So I apologize for these technical difficulties that we're going to try to clean up by next month. Sometime next month we'll have a better product. But just bear with us while we're working through some technical issues. Anyway, this is going to be Black Adam by Keith Clizzard, platinum producer, King Mashing, sound design.
Say it all.